ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There were a few of them to roam, I believe, before halftime, of that scramble mentality. And I think Rome could have caught one or two of them himself, and I think there was another one that Caleb could have had better ball placement.
Ben Johnson thinks Rome could have made some catches. Anthony Heron is in for Lawrence Holmes. Ant was listening yesterday as we talked about Rome Odunze, and I was expressing my unhappiness with his guagi. For those who don't know, G-U-A-G-I, guagi, is a receiver's ability to gauge the flight of a football.
Strategic. You guys heard of guagi? Yeah. Go up and get it, guy.
Yeah, strategically maneuver to catch it at its highest point and strongly fend off defenders and complete the catch. So that's a go up and get it, guy. And I thought Rome Odunze was going to be a great one. That was the word, is that he had great guagi skills, and we've seen it from times every once in a while, but I don't think we've seen it right here this NFL season. Ant, what do you think?
There's moments where he shows that he's got excellent leaping ability, and at times he shows like the ability to just confidently stretch his arms out and just snatch the football with really strong hands. He's always been really smooth in and out of his breaks for a receiver of his stature. Like, he's a big physical body.
Yeah, but in and out of the breaks does not factor into guagi. You were talking about it. It's the jumping, it's the high pointing, it's the strong hands, it's that stuff. We're not seeing that.
We're not. And it's, to me, it was a frustration I had with his rookie season as well, where he's been throughout the year plus that he and Caleb have been teammates, and even going back to before they got drafted, he's the main guy that Caleb seems to trust in contested ball scenarios. You don't really see him throw DJ Moore balls in coverage and in traffic that frequently, certainly not over the top. Luther Burden, I feel like there's maybe something that's coming up there with Burden, but out of anyone Caleb has played with, the guy who he says, you know what, I'm gonna just give you a chance to make a play, that's been Rome Odunze. And frequently Rome has not come up with that play.
Because frankly, that's a big part of NFL offense, yeah. Folks, is when you've got one-on-one coverage with that guy that you trust is throwing the ball up there to give him a shot to do it. Jalen Hurts is a beautiful deep ball thrower, but Josh Allen will give even Keon Coleman a chance. Joe Flacco does it with Chase and Higgins, and Burrow has as well. But like, your guy that you trust for a 50-50 ball these days in the NFL, you go up and you give him a shot.
There are times where guys are just going to be there. They're going to be in the hip pocket of the wide receiver, and you still need to be able to have that guy that you trust to go and get the football, to win those opportunities when they haven't completely uncovered from the coverage. And Rome Odunze, in a similar fashion to Caleb, there's definitely been progress this season. You go back to the Dallas game when he was in press coverage, and that release against the Cowboys, and he throws up the mailbox, and Caleb hits him in stride for the touchdown. was a grown man route from Roma Dunze. That's one of the times in his young career where I said he looked like he knew he was better than the guy trying to cover him, and he just beasted him in the route. And next thing you know, the DB's flat on his back, and Rome's running scot-free towards the end zone and ends up being a touchdown. First one of the game, I believe, for the Bears against the Cowboys. Just want to see more of that, more within the route where Rome is showing physical dominance over the opponent and with the ball in flight. The other day in the game against the Saints, there were multiple opportunities, and he's there, he's in position, he's got hands around the football and pretty frequently just doesn't kind of come up with it. There have been some impressive catches in his young career. Caleb kind of throwing some BBs down the sideline and Rome dragging his toes. He's capable of these things, and that's where, differently than Kevin White, where between injury and inability, it became apparent fairly early for Kevin White, the last receiver the Bears drafted in the top 10, right? I mean, it became apparent that, man, there's a lot that's going to have to adjust here for Kevin White if you're not just scheming him open. Roma Dunze seems capable of this. It's just, it's these near misses. There's a lot of near misses where they're just short of the mark of something amazing to happen on occasion in these games.
So Kevin White was your prototypical big body who did not have the Guagi skill set.
Right.
Right?
But the run after catch was what he specialized in college. Throw him a slant and just watch him beast people.
Who was the former first rounder for the Patriots that the Bears had?
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry, another big body who did not have the Guagi skill set. Just because you're big doesn't mean you have it.
Yeah, and you know? Rome is elegant enough where he can adjust to the ball in flight. Your evaluation, I think, is accurate. Where he certainly has the ability for that go up and get it, to be that apex aviator, to just go up and snatch the football over guys' heads. It's just like he gets up there and the Ooh. Ball just doesn't necessarily stick to his hands as
apex,
frequently.
Apex aviator, that's good. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Somebody, really?
Yeah.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Miller would like that one. Think Matt Miller would like that. Morten Guagi. I don't know if I want him to hear it. Can we scrub that from the FCC? That was too good for Matt. He's getting in Guagi's way. I think we
should make some hats.
Dump them.
Thank you very much. Don't get in the way.
Trademark that thing.
I know. Yeah. You know. I'm
waiting for.
Trying to break it through. I haven't asked Buck.
Trademark it before you break it through. If you break it through and you haven't trademarked it, somebody else is going to steal it
That's
from
a good
you.
Good point. So maybe it's good
we
that
can erase it from the FCC.
So it's good that it hasn't broken through at this point because I mean, I can still trademark
now,
it
for now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hurry up. That would be my key to what dozens of dollars. Don't you think?
At least, yeah, tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Yeah.
Could possibly come my way. Look. Roma Dunze is playing a lot, of course. DJ Moore is playing a lot. Olamide Zaccheaus is playing a lot, although he played his least amount in about five games this past week, principally because they used three tight ends a lot.
There's a couple of things that are akin to why Olamide Zaccheaus is playing less lately. I believe part of that is, yes, they're having more success running the football, and so putting bigger bodies out there. The way that you're seeing wide receivers blocking, especially on some of the exterior runs that DeAndre Swift is having some success with here, then yeah, that matters. DJ Moore blocking his tail off. You're seeing Luther Burton showing a willingness to block his tail off as well. Roma Dunze, the guys are stalk blocking in addition to the offensive line winning the point of attack, but then also Luther Burton is getting more snaps.
So Luther Burton, 19 snaps this past week. He is just so crazy electric and fun to see with the ball in his hands. 19 snaps, that was 28%. And should he get more? Could he get more? And whose snaps does he take if they're only using a three wide out set? Does he have the skill set to run the routes that Zacchaeus is running in the slot? Like, can that be the swap in? Or are we talking about Luther Burton taking spots from DJ Moore if he were to get more snaps?
Burton has operated in the slot. He did it in college, and he's done it a little bit with the Bears, not as much as he's been outside. My impression is Luther Burton is continuing to earn the trust of Ben Johnson more and more. And because the offense is so voluminous and you ask the receivers to do so many different things, then Burton has to continue to show, just like we were talking to Kurt Warner about earlier, that trust that has to be there for a quarterback when he hits his back foot to just kind of let it rip. There's a trust that needs to be there that the guy you're trying to let it rip to is going to be where he needs to be. Luther Burton, of course, missed some time in the offseason, seems to be growing in that regard. And right now it feels like there's been, at least before the bye, kind of a package of Luther plays. When Luther's on the field, he's on the field because we're going to find a way to get him the rock because he's too talented not to try and get him the rock. It feels like since the bye, now his overall cognitive ability to handle more of the playbook is growing. And over the last couple of games, it seems like there's more of Luther Burton just in the route tree as a part of the read progression. And I don't believe there's another receiver on the Bears that's as naturally gifted for the position as Luther Burton.
Really? Like even DJ Moore?
Yes, definitively DJ Moore, because DJ Moore, he's always struck me as a big running back playing receiver, where he's got the ability to pluck the ball, but he more consistently catches it with his body. He's built really strong in the lower body as well, so there's not the smooth sort of wiggle to him as he's running his routes, but he can catch the ball consistently, and when he does, he is the guy who's willing to be sort of physically dominant to try and out-muscle people to get extra yards after the catch and super shifty. But he's not like your classic wide receiver with the way he operates. That's why we're seeing Ben Johnson find more and more opportunities to allow him to run the football and get into the screen game, because that's where he can be truly special. And for Rome is smooth and he's long and he can pluck the ball, but he doesn't transition from route runner to pass catcher to playmaker with as much ease as Luther Burton does. Like, when Luther Burton catches the ball, he goes and snatches it with confidence. He's got really quiet hands that just he knows he can just pluck the football and not worry about having to try to body catch it. The next time he body catches a ball will be the first time Luther Burton body catches a ball. And I love that about him, because it shows the confidence that he has in his hands. And when he gets it, whether it's up top, down low, he can transition from even a difficult grab to just trying to gain those yards and eluding defenders in space.
There was a play where he stuck his foot on the ground and immediately took off in that game it was a first down. In the third quarter, they had five first downs in a row on their first drive after the Saints made it 20-14. It's the drive that ends with the Dalman false start, and they only go up 23-14. But there's a Burton play off a fake pitch where he makes the catch and immediately plants and redirects.
Yeah.
And even just that was like, whoo, look at that. Like, put that foot in the ground and just go.
He moves different. He receives passes differently than most of the other wideouts, and he does it consistently. As he just gains more of a mastery of this Bears playbook, I do believe when Ben Johnson envisions, man, we're going to be better in December than we were in September, Luther Burton is going to be a part of that picture.
When I look back on the play-by-play of when I'm watching the game and I'm writing down all the plays and just seeing the way the flow is, the coach is just so damn good schematically. Like, that's your first drive out of halftime. Yeah. He makes adjustments. He came out offensively, and they just knew what they were doing. It was, it was a rollout half field to DJ for 12, first down. Next play is that Burden play, first down. Next is a DeAndre Swift big run to the right, first down. Then there's a Saints penalty, and Swift gets another first down all the way to the 7, and it's first and goal in a flash. You know, he's just the scripted plays at the top usually look good, and the stuff coming out of halftime looks good. It's Caleb that's got to help everything else look good in the passing game. The run game is just, he figured it out at the bye, and I think you're right. He found ways to get Burden more involved. Is he going to find ways to get Colston Loveland more involved? Because I get frustrated when I watch Tyler Warren highlights. When I see a Colts game and I'm like, man, that dude looks like a beast. And I wanted Tyler Warren over Colston Loveland. And it was explained to me that Ben needs a tight end like Colston Loveland to run his offense, because he needs somebody who can do absolutely anything and line up anywhere to give him that multiplicity that he wants. But Tyler Warren is an absolute...
Did you happen to watch a Colts game yesterday?
I did. 2 days ago. But
do me a favor and go back and watch that Colts game.
Whatever you say, Matt.
I want you to do is go back and watch that Colts game.
A little Delaware County. Right there, coming out of Ann Arbor. He's been watching Task.
that's my Nagy. That's the best Nagy.
That's good.
That was
pretty solid. Yeah, right,
whenever
you
would say "alls," I was it would just be like nails on the chalkboard.
So what are we going to get? Loveland unlocked here, Ant? Come on.
It's on you.
The
Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland is very similar in my mind to Jayden Daniels to Caleb Williams. Tyler Warren just did a lot more. He played a lot more football in college. Was tasked with doing a lot more as a blocker and pass receiver, and the volume of their offense that ran through him. So he steps into the NFL as a ready-made playmaker. Colston Loveland still has a lot of moldable lump of clay to him, but you see all the physical attributes that are there, and he's a very willing blocker. Like, by comparison to my fellow Hawkeye Sam Laporta, Colston Loveland is already a better blocker in line than Sam Laporta was when he was a rookie with the Detroit Lions. So I don't have a lot of concern yet about Colston Loveland, because the Bears do have other playmakers that they're finding ways to access within the offense.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.